Well, hello, this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth again. I welcome you, my brothers and sisters, and everybody, I welcome you today. We're going to start out a brand new study today from the letter A. Also, remember we had a study in that already, the assurance of salvation. Well, this is another one. It's entitled A-A number 2, and we're going to study angels. Yeah, angels. What does the Bible have to say about angels? There's a lot of people that, when I grew up, I never had a problem with believing in angels. Did you? It's funny how people are. Because the very people that will say that there's no such thing as God, and there's no such thing as Jesus Christ, they'll confess angels. Angels are a funny thing, but what do you know about angels? Have you ever thought about that? When it comes to the subject of angels, the world seems to have some kind of fascination with them, and look at them like they're under orders to help out all mankind in trouble. You know, that's kind of the what I imagined when I was growing up, that the angels were there, and anytime we got in trouble or needed some help or something, there they were. You know, you hardly hear anybody say something negative about an angel. Have you ever heard anybody say something negative about an angel? I haven't. I hadn't heard anybody say anything negative about an angel. You know, in this short study that we're going to do right here, and it's not really that short, we're going to do is find out what the Bible has to say about angels and what the truths are concerning angels. I mean, because we believe the book, don't we? We believe what God has said, and God has plenty to say about angels. The Bible is not apologetic about talking about angels at all. As a matter of fact, it is matter of fact about speaking about angels. You know, there's all sorts of superstitions out there concerning angels, of which no one has any idea whether they're true or whether they're not true. There's people that have said that they've seen angels, that they've entertained angels, that all kinds of stories about angels. You get on the internet probably right now, or there's probably a movie out or a video out or something like that having to do with supernatural stuff, having to do with angels. Well, what are angels? I can already tell you that they're real, that they are indeed in the book. The Bible uses the term angel. It uses that. Most of the time, whenever we're talking about angels and you see everybody making pictures of angels and statues of angels and this, that, and the other, supposedly an angel, most of the time you find an angel pictured as a fat little curly-haired naked child with wings that's lying on a cloud or with a harp. You ever seen that? Or maybe it was a blonde-headed, long-haired, muscular male with wings and glory shining off of him. You ever seen that? You know, everybody's got all kind of ideas about what angels are. Are these images true? Is that what an angel is? A fat little naked kid with a harp and laying up on a cloud? Is that what it is? A long-haired and muscular male? All angels males? Are there guardian angels? Even for people that hate God? Do angels have a chain of command? How many kinds of angels are there? I mean, if there's angels, is there more than one kind? Are there more than one color? How old are they? Do they have age? How many kinds of angels are there? Are angels male, or are they female? Or are they both? Or are they sexless? Do you know the answers to that? A lot of questions about angels, ain't there? But people are fascinated with them. They seem to have some kind of... They don't fear them. Not like they fear, you know, not they avoid God because they either fear him or hate him or are scared of him or something. But when it comes to angels, ain't nobody scared of angels. Angels has always put a bright spot in people's ideas and in their mind about, an angel? Yeah, let's talk about it. Everybody wants to talk about angels. Do they eat? Can they reproduce? Do angels have anything with to have anything to do with people going to heaven or hell? Do angels speak? Do they talk? Is the devil an angel? You know, there's a lot of people that'll swear that they've had an angel in their life. Maybe you even are testifying of that. How do you know it was an angel? What does the Bible say? The Sadducees, you know, in the Lord's day, they didn't believe in angels. The Scripture says they didn't. Paul said they didn't. He got them arguing over that when he went to court one time. The Pharisees and Sadducees, all he done was mention angels and resurrection and stuff like that. Or mention the resurrection, and they didn't believe in angels either. Boy, they had them time. But there's people that swear that they've seen angels, or that they've not seen them. I suppose there's some people that said that they've seen a lot of things. A lot of people say they've seen a lot of things. But you never know what the truth about things are, but except when we get into Scriptures and find out what the Bible says. And when we find out what the Bible says about angels, then we can narrow down what's true and what's not true about what people say that they've seen and what they've heard and what to expect and whether an angel even exists. When the Scriptures say something about angels, would you believe it? Would you believe it and accept it as truth? Well, you should if you're a Bible believer. Have you ever looked into the Scriptures to study the angels and study angels and find out what the Bible has to say about them? Maybe some of you have and you already know all this stuff, but we got a lot of stuff that we're going to study and we're going to go over God's Word just like we do on every other subject that we talk about in God's Word. And we're going to find out what the Bible says about it and if it says anything at all. You know, even if it was not what you thought before about angels, you would still accept the truth of what the Bible said about angels, wouldn't you? Sure you would. I mean, if the Bible says one thing and we imagine something different, I mean, if I thought that an angel was a fat little child with a harp on a cloud all my life, and the Bible told me there wasn't no such thing, what would I need to do? I would need to deny what I thought before and accept what God has said and change what I think. It's that simple. And as long as we're doing that and we accept God's Word for what it says, then we can move on and we can be right about things and have truth and be at peace about it. You know, we should. We should change what we think when the Bible tells us something. If, in fact, we need to. The Word of God is our final authority concerning all things if you're a child of God. Now, let's look up some truths. Let's go into the Word of God and find out what the Bible has to say about this angel matter. And should we be scared of angels? We're going to find out. Let's go into God's Word and see what it says. All right, angels, study number A-2. First thing we're going to talk about concerning angels is how God's Word describes angels. Does God's Word describe angels? You better believe it does. It describes angels in many places. Angels is not a foreign word. I'd say angels is mentioned in the Scripture more than salvation. It sure is. I believe that to be true. I hadn't counted, but I would say that it is. I would say that it is. That angels are mentioned in the Scriptures all through the whole, in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Let's talk about how God's Word describes angels. The first thing is that God, angels are beings created by God. The very first thing that we want to know about angels and find out what the Bible says is that angels did not create themselves, and they didn't come from another planet, or they didn't come from some way far, far away that didn't have nothing to do with God and His creation. Angels are created beings. They're created. Listen to what the Bible says in Psalm chapter 148 and verse 2 and 5. It says, "Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created." Amen. How about that? He commanded and they were created. God created the angels. He created them. Angels are beings that are created by God. That's what your Bible says. Now, I don't know what you thought before, and I don't know what somebody might have told you about angels, but the Bible says that God has created them. Another place, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16, the Bible says, "For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him." The Bible says that angels are created beings. They did not evolve. They didn't, you know, it's funny. That's another thing. How come Darwin didn't tell us where the angels come from? Did angels come from monkeys? Now, that'd be a mighty funny-looking monkey, wouldn't it? I think I seen one of them on The Wizard of Oz a long time ago, a monkey with wings. You remember that? About ridiculous as it is thinking today, ain't it? Evolution. Mm-hmm. Angels are created beings. Angels are created beings. Angels are not self-existent. Only God is self-existent. God never was created. God comes from eternity past and is in and is forever and ever. God is the only one that's self-existent. Angels are not self-existent. They did not make themselves or come into being of their own will. Angels are created beings. That's not all. Not only are angels created beings, angels are spiritual beings. Angels are spiritual beings. You say, well, what do you mean, brother? Well, let's look at Hebrews, and it'll tell us. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says, "But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" According to the scriptures, angels are spirits. They're spirits. That's what the Bible says. Psalm 104. Now, this is going to get interesting. You stay with us now and you remember this stuff that we're talking about. So far, we found out that angels are created. They did not make themselves. God made them. Another thing that we're finding out is that angels are spirits. They're spiritual beings. In Psalm chapter 104 and verse 4, the Bible says, "Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire." The Bible says that angels are spirits. Are spirits. That's not all. Angels are immortal beings. They are not mortal. Like us, like humans, we're mortal. We have mortality on us. We live in mortality. We don't live in immortality. We got to put on immortality when Jesus comes. When we get our new bodies, they're going to be immortal. They're going to be celestial. They're going to be fashioned like unto His glorious body. It's going to be different than this body that we live in now. But right now, we are mortal. Angels are immortal. Okay? The Bible says in Luke chapter 20 and verse 36, neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. That's what we just got through talking about. Right now, we are not like the angels. We're not immortal. We die. We corrupt. We fall apart. But angels don't. They're immortal. The Bible says, neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Amen. We have hope, don't we? Plenty to look forward to. Everything to look forward to. Don't you be discouraged. Our Lord keeps His promises, and the Lord is not slack concerning His promises, and He's made us plenty. And we just stay right in His Word and keep our minds saturated with His Word and His truth and know what He says. And we can live in peace and wait on Him. Angels are immortal beings. We first see that angels are created. They did not make themselves. They are spiritual beings. And they're immortal beings. Another thing is that angels in the Scriptures are described as holy. As holy. Now, there are exceptions to that, and we'll talk about that in a little later on when we get into talking about Satan and talking about the devil and what he is and what his the ones that followed him are and what the Bible classifies them as. But angels that are created by God, that are immortal beings, and and that are spiritual, are said to be holy, the Bible says. Listen to Matthew chapter 25 and verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And of course, that's talking about the second advent when the Lord Jesus Christ returns after the tribulation. And Mark chapter 8 and verse 38, the Bible says, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. With the holy angels. Amen. The Bible says that angels are holy, that they are holy. And that's not all. What else does the Bible say about angels? Well, it says that they are innumerable. You can't count them. God can count them. He knows how many there are. He knows how many hairs are on your head. But when it comes to us, they are innumerable. You can't count them. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22, listen to what it says. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Angels are without count. You can't count them. God has an army of angels, more than an army. You can't count them. You can count an army. You can't count these. Angels. Isn't that interesting? That God created that many angels, and that out of the human beings that we know about, what is there, about 9 billion on the planet now? Just 9 billion? Why, we can count to 9 billion. Any computer can count to 9 billion in any time. Any minute. 9 billion ain't nothing. And if there's that many human beings, and angels are innumerable, remember, God's eternal. He lives in eternity. There's no limit to what He can do and what He wants and what He makes and what He creates. But angels, according to the Bible, say that we've come to an innumerable company of angels. I didn't know there was that many, did you? Innumerable company. They're holy. They're immortal, they're spiritual, and they're created. They are not self-existent. That's not all. What else are angels according to the Scriptures? Wait a minute, let's read this. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11, talking about angels being innumerable. And we've come to an innumerable company of angels. And then Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11 says, "And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." I guess that's the only way he could put it. I mean, you could probably take 10,000 times 10,000 and then thousands of thousands. That really doesn't narrow it down. It expands it, doesn't it? Lots and lots and lots of angels. Of angels. That's not all. What else does our Bible say, God's Word say concerning angels? It's interesting stuff, isn't it? Angels are wise. They're wise. They're not only innumerable without being able to count them, spiritual, not created beings, and holy, but they're wise. 2 Samuel chapter 14, listen to this. "Then thine handmaid said, the word of my lord the king shall now be comfortable. For as an angel of God, so is my lord the king to discern good and bad. Therefore the Lord thy God will be with thee. To fetch about this form of speech hath thy servant Joab done this thing. And my lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are in the earth." Angels are wise. They know. They have wisdom, the Bible says. According to the angel, the wisdom of an angel of God, the Bible says. As Joab talking about and referring to angels, saying that they are wise. Saying that they're wise. And then there's a, I believe that was one of David's wives that talked about an angel of God, King David being wise as an angel of God to discern both good and bad. I believe that was Nathan's wife. I can't remember her name right now. Abigail, I think it was. But she said it. But angels are wise. Angels are innumerable. Angels are wise. Now, we're just talking about what the Bible has to say of what the Bible says. I want to say right off the top of his head, but but right, just the first things, the fundamentals of what God's Word describes angels as is that they're created beings. They're not self-existent. They're spiritual beings. They're also immortal. And they're also holy. And they're innumerable. And they're wise. And they're wise. You know, man likes to speak good about the things that he can control. And one thing that man thinks that he can control, I guess, secretly, is angels. But according to the Bible and what we've studied so far, man's not going to control anything like that. There's been some angels in the Scriptures that have scared the dickens out of some of them fellas. There's been some angels that scared King David, scared him where he was shaking. There's been some angels that and scared a fella riding a donkey and scared the donkey. Sure did. Said he had his sword out. We'll talk about that a little later on. Angels are innumerable. Angels are wise. That's not all. What else are angels? Angels are powerful. They're not sissies. They're not these little long-haired, effeminate-looking, blonde-haired, things with wings that are just floating around in the air, or little naked babies laying up there with harps on a cloud that couldn't fight his way out of a crib. Angels are powerful. God created them, and he gave them power. Talking about physical strength. Powerful. Matthew chapter 28, listen to what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 2 through 4, the Bible says, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for the fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men." Remember, the keepers was the Roman soldiers. They were the tough guys of the day, the Romans. But it said when this one angel showed up and he rolled that stone back and sat down on it, said his countenance was like lightning and his raiment like white as snow, and he moved that stone by himself. And that wasn't no little stone. They were made to not be removed once they were put in place. And it took several men to move a stone like that, but the angel moved it by himself. They're powerful. And for fear of him, the keepers, the Romans, the soldiers, did shake and become as dead men. They got one look at him and seen him move that stone and then sat down. They started shaking. And it said they fell down on the ground, and I guess they pretended to be dead. They became as dead men. Didn't move. Probably didn't even look up. But angels are powerful. The Bible also says in Psalm chapter 103 and verse 20, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word." These beings are powerful. Angels are powerful. That's what the Bible says. 2 Peter chapter 2, listen to what it says in verse 11. "Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might," talking about greater than men, "whereas angels are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord." Angels ain't backbiters. They are more powerful than any man. It says, "Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might," that could back up what they say, don't bring railing accusations against anybody before God. Just like when Michael said, "The Lord rebuke thee." Remember that? Michael could have argued with the devil about Moses' body, but he didn't. He said, "The Lord rebuked thee." The devil's trying to talk him into saying something that he didn't need to say. And Michael is the host of the Lord's army. He's something. But when we talk about all these angels being innumerable and being powerful and being wise, Michael is lead angel. He's spoken of highly in the scriptures, but he wouldn't even bring a railing accusation before the Lord. He wouldn't argue with the devil. But they're powerful. They're powerful. That's not all. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11, the Bible says, I just read that to you. "Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not a railing accusation against them before the Lord." So they're powerful. What else are angels? Well, what's the Bible say about them? It says that angels are called the elect angels. Angels are called the elect angels. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 21, listen to what the Bible says. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels, that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. That's Paul speaking to Timothy. He said, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels. Now, if there's anybody that knew about elect angels, it would have been Paul when he went up there to heaven. When the Lord caught him up there and gave him a glimpse of what was up there and sent him back. He said the elect angels. So they are called the elect angels. Now what that elect means, I don't know. I haven't found that out. It might have something to do with the fallen angels. One of them being called fallen, one of them being called elect. I'm not sure. I don't know. But they are called the elect angels. Paul called them that. In the New Testament, under the gospel of the grace of God dispensation. So, we know that they're called the elect angels. What else? Well, angels are meek. You'd figure angels with all that power would be strutting around and well, a man would, wouldn't he? That's what a man be. If anybody knew that a man was powerful, he'd show him. And pooch his chest out and raise his chin up and prance around like he's somebody. But that's not the way angels are. The Bible says they're powerful and they're called the elect angels. And they're wise. They're without number. You can't number them. They're created. They're spiritual, but they're meek. The Bible talked about Moses being the meekest man ever was. Now, meek's not talking about weak. Now, what we mean by meek is a lot of people think meek is like being sissified or being cowardice. But that's not what we're talking about. Spiritless. We're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody that's docile. They're meek. They're meek. They're humble in spirit or manner. They're humble. Mildness. Submissiveness. Angels are meek. Listen to this. Jude 1:9. The Bible says, yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, that's what we talked about a minute ago, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Michael wouldn't argue with him. He stayed meek and humble and wouldn't challenge the devil in that argument or bring an accusation against him or accuse him. He said, the Lord rebuke thee. He's meek. Angels are meek. What else are they? Well, angels are unmarried. Angels do not marry. Angels do not marry. Now, you say, well, now, wait a minute, Brother Thurman. I heard something about some angels. Well, we'll get into that. That's an exception to the rule. But the rule is angels do not marry. They're unmarried. Listen to what the Lord said in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 30. For in the resurrection, now this is the Lord talking, answering somebody that was trying to trick him and talk to him about marriage, said, this fellow was married. There's seven fellows married to this woman. Whose husband is she going to be? And Jesus said, for in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. Now, what's the subject? What's he talking about? He's talking about in the resurrection. He said, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. So angels are unmarried. They do not give in marriage, and neither do they marry anybody. They're not married. Interesting, huh? That's what the Bible says. And we believe it, right? Yes, we do. What else about angels does the Bible talk about? Well, angels are invisible. We said that they were spirits. Angels are invisible. Everybody says that that's how come we got millions and millions of sightings, but nobody walks up and says, I want you to meet such and such. He's an angel, and you can look at him, because angels are invisible. They're invisible. You say, how do you know that? Well, because the Bible says it. Numbers chapter 22. Let me read that to you. Numbers chapter 22 and verse 22 and 23, and then we'll go to 32. Listen to what it says. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now, this is the fellow that was on the donkey I was telling you about. Name's Balak. Or Balaam, excuse me. And God's anger was kindled against him because he was doing something he wasn't supposed to do. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon an ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, now after he smote that donkey and had him and was whipping on that donkey for going off in the field, Balaam started whipping that donkey, and the Lord opened that donkey's mouth and it started talking to him. And said, what are you hitting on me for? And Balaam was so mad, that he didn't even realize that donkeys don't talk. And he started answering, having a conversation with him. And then he looked up, and he sees this angel that the donkey's seen. And listen to this. And he says, wherefore hast thou smitten thine... And the angel of the Lord said unto him, wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now, therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. I'll turn around and go back. He knew what he was doing. He was going to do something that wasn't right and God was displeased with. And the Lord set that angel, the angel of the Lord stood there, had his sword drawn, and the donkey seen it. They're invisible. And then he revealed himself to Balaam. But the donkey seen him. They're invisible. They can become invisible and visible at will. Angels are invisible. What else are they? Well, angels are obedient. Now, to a lot of people and most human beings, obedient is a cuss word. It's a bad word. It's a word we don't talk about around dinner and regular conversation and break time conversation about obedience. Let's talk about obedience. Who in here is obedient? You don't hear no conversations like that. But angels do. They're obedient. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 103 and verse 20, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Angels pay attention. They want to do what God says. They want to serve Him. They're obedient. Angels are obedient. What else are they? Well, angels possess emotions. Did you know that? Angels possess emotions. You say, well, how do you know that, brother? Well, in Luke chapter 15 and verse 10, listen to what the Bible says. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. When you came to the Lord and repented and told God that you were sorry and repented and told Him the truth about what you really are, like I did, and everybody else that knows the Lord, and told the truth, the angels had joy, the Bible says. There was joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Isn't that wonderful? Angels are not only obedient, but they have emotions. They can feel. They have emotions. They're not just robots and beings that obey God and don't have any, you know, frown on their face and stand at attention all the time. Angels are obedient, and they have emotions. According to the scripture that we just got through reading, the angel knows when someone turns to the Lord and are joyful over it. That's tremendous. The Lord is so beautiful about His creation. If you get to looking around you and noticing what God has created, this thing down here that's wearing out, this creation that He's made down here that we can see that's wearing out, even if you looked at it in its wearing down stage, you can find the Lord in everything. You can find the beauty of the Lord in everything and how intricate everything is and how the Lord's put things together and how He's made things and thought about what He done and His mind about putting things together. I mean, it's beautiful. The Lord is beautiful. But angels possess emotions. Now, that's 13 things right there that we found out about angels and backed it up with Scripture so far. They possess emotions. When we get up there, we're going to be able to talk to them, and they're going to know what emotions are. So if they got them, we're going to have them. The Bible says there's tears going to be shed at the judgment seat of Christ. And the Lord's going to wipe away all the tears eventually. But there's going to be tears. You know, you ever cry because of joy? Sure you have. You'll watch a child be born and start crying about it. That's what they say everybody done when I was born. Everybody was crying. But no, I'm just kidding. It might have been true. I don't know. But you can cry over joy, can't you? Joy, joy, joy. The Lord is so wonderful. Angels possess emotions. Angels possess emotions. What else about angels? Well, angels are concerned in human being things. Angels are concerned in human things. The Bible says in 1 Peter and chapter 1 and verse 12, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Did you get that? The Bible's, Brother Peter was talking about the gospel and what God the Holy Ghost has done and the preaching of the gospel. And then right at the end of his statement there, he said that the angels were interested in what God was doing with man about this forgiveness and the Lord dying for us and the gospel of the grace of God, and that the angels want to look into this thing. They have a desire to look into this thing and find out more about it. Angels are concerned in human affairs, in human things. Angels are not human. They're immortal. They're invisible. They're spiritual. They have emotions. They are obedient to the Lord. They do not marry. They're meek. And they're called the elect angels. The elect angels. What else? What else about angels? Well, angels appear as men on occasions. You see that all through the scriptures, where angels have appeared as men or appeared as human. Now, that one word appear right there, remember that and put that on the back burner of your mind. Appear or appearances, appearance. When we're talking about angel and angels, that's a good word for you to keep in the back of your mind about everything that you learn about angels. Because angels are appearances. Now, I'm not trying to make something that you can't understand, but you can understand this. Angels can appear as whatever God wants them to appear as. They have appeared. Now, remember what we just said angels are. But they can appear as humans. They can be in the form of a human. You say, well, how do you know that? Well, let's look at the Bible, Genesis chapter 18. You remember that when Abraham was there. It says, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, talking about Abraham. And he sat in the tent of the door in the heat of the day, Abraham did. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. And there came two angels. Now, later on, after Abraham served the Lord and those two angels something to eat, they got up and the Lord stayed behind and talked some more with Abraham. But then it says in verse 19, around verse or chapter 19, it says, and there came two angels to Sodom at even. Those two men that met Abraham there with the Lord, and ate with him. Then the Bible says they are two angels. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, arose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face to the ground. In other words, the scripture is talking about the same scenario, the Lord and two angels accompanying him met Abraham out by his tent, and Abraham bowed to him, and him and Sarah made him something to eat, and they ate, and then the two angels got up and were headed to Sodom, but the Lord told them that all three of them were headed to Sodom because the wickedness of Sodom had come up before him, and he was going down there to see with his own eyes what it was about. But the Lord stayed behind and was talking with Abraham, and Abraham knew Lot was there, and he was trying to talk the Lord out of killing Lot. But the angels went on. And when they went and they come to the gate city there, that's what we just got through reading, that Lot sat in the gate in Sodom, and when they showed up, Lot seen them and rose up and meet them. Well, what did the Bible call them then? It said three men when they met Abraham, but then it changed and it said, and there came two angels to Sodom. So see, those angels were indeed angels, but they were in the form of human men. Angels appear as men on occasions. They do. There's other places that also tell us that, even in the New Testament, and we'll get into some of that. We got lots to learn about angels. But just today, we're just kind of brushing over the scriptures to see. I didn't even know that the Bible talked that much about angels and all the different things that we've talked about already. Did you? That's interesting. I'm kind of encouraged about all this. Angels appear as men, human on occasions. What else? Angels, according to the Lord, are not perfect. You say, what? Yeah, well, in comparison to the Lord. Well, where do we find that? In Job chapter 4, 18. Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. I think I know what folly is. Things that are unnecessary or silliness or some things that are not necessary. Maybe they were joking around or something. I don't know. But he charged them with folly. It doesn't say that he killed them or anything like that. It just says that he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. Now, in comparison with an angel to the Lord, it said that the angels were holy, but the Bible also says that we're holy because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, and we have the righteousness of Christ on us now and in us. The Holy Ghost dwells in us, and he's holy. So, we are holy, but in comparison to the Lord and the purity of the Lord, he charged the angels with folly. In comparison to the Lord, angels, according to the Lord, are not perfect. They're not perfect. Not like the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible says, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." And then he goes on and talks about somebody walking on, stepping on the blood of Christ and mocking the blood of Christ and things like that. But he said that the angels there were charged with folly. And it also says that God didn't spare the angels that sinned. He got rid of them. Yeah. And these were angels that were spirits, that were wise, that could change into human or present themselves as humans. They were obedient for a while. I don't know how long a while, but they turned disobedient. And we see that angels can make up their own mind. They have a will. They're not forced to serve God. They serve him because they love him. Angels, according to the Lord, are not perfect. That's not all. Here's a few more. Angels are organized and have various ranks and order. Yeah. The Bible says, "Let everything be done decently and in order," talking to us. God loves order. And he loves decency. Angels are organized, and they have various ranks and order. Isaiah chapter 6. Listen what the Bible says. Isaiah chapter 6. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Angels are organized. They have, I don't want to say jobs, but they have positions. They have different things to do for the Lord, different orders, if you will. There were the ones that stood, the Bible says, above it, stood above, said that the Lord was sitting on His throne and that there were seraphims. Above it stood seraphims. Each one had six wings. With six wings. Now, these are seraphims there that we're talking about. But we're talking about that angels are organized and have various ranks and order. Listen to what it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This will clear it up a little bit more. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. Angels have voices. And with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then in Jude 9, listen to this. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, we read that, durst not bring against him railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Michael didn't even take place over Satan as far as rank goes. But he will. We read that on further into the scriptures about Michael and what happens to the devil. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 53, the Bible says, Thinkest thou that I cannot pray to my Father, and He shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? Angels are referred to as being legions. And legion is a Roman number. It's a military number for a certain amount of soldiers that are in a legion. I forget what they was, and I don't want to guess about it. But a legion is a military number of a certain amount of soldiers. And the Lord used that. Thinkest thou that I cannot pray to my Father, and He shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? So, angels are in legions. They have rank. And we'll talk about one more. And we'll stop for today. We've talked about quite a bit of stuff about angels, hadn't we? Angels have voices. We said that just a minute ago. But angels have voices. Revelation chapter 5. And verse 11, And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. It's John. He says, And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne. Angels have voices. Angels have voices. Not only do they have voices, they're organized and they have ranks and order. Legions is what the Lord called it. Angels, according to the Lord, are not perfect in comparison to the Lord. Angels appear as men or human men on occasions. They're concerned about human things and human beings. They have curiosity about human beings and what the Lord's business is and what He's doing with humankind. Angels possess emotions, and they're obedient. They're invisible. They do not marry. They're meek. And they're called the elect angels. Angels are powerful, and they're wise, and they are without number. They're innumerable. They are holy, according to the Lord. And angels are immortal beings. They're also spiritual beings. And they did not create themselves or come from anything with exception that the Lord created them. The Lord created them. The Lord created Satan. Of course, he wasn't Satan. He was Lucifer when the Lord created him. Amen? So angels, how God's Word describes them. Well, it sure has a lot to say about them, doesn't it? Well, next time we're going to talk about, we'll get into this next recording and talk some more about these angels and get in God's Word. And we're going to talk about the ministry of angels and the different kinds of ministry that the Bible shows us that angels partake of. Their ministry, what their reason is, what their purpose is, what some of the things that God has them doing, and things like that. Things that we can believe and things that are true because that's what God's Word says. Amen? All right, well, let me give you these scriptures right quick. You ready? Psalm chapter 148, verse 2 and 5. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Psalm chapter 104, verse 4. Luke chapter 20, verse 36. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. Mark chapter 8, verse 38. Be sure to look these up and go over them again. Nail this stuff down. Saturate your mind with what God's Word says about these angels. Then when somebody asks you about it, you'll be able to tell them the truth. You don't have to be thinking about that fat little naked one up there on a cloud anymore, playing the harp. Well, I never seen him playing. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 17 and 20. Psalm chapter 103, verse 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 2 through 4. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21. Jude, verse 9. Matthew chapter 22, verse 30. And then we read Numbers, remember? Chapter 22, verse 22 and 23, and verse 32 through 34. You could probably just read right on down through there. Wouldn't hurt you a bit. Psalm chapter 103, verse 20. Luke chapter 15, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 and 2, and then chapter 19, verse 1. You notice that we've already been from the beginning of the Bible, Genesis, and have quoted some stuff about angels in Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, angels. Job chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. And then Jude 9 again. Matthew chapter 26, verse 53. And Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. That was the last verse we read. From Genesis to Revelation. We've talked about, 18 different things that the Bible says about angels so far. It's a good start, isn't it? Well, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining in and honoring the Lord with your time that the Lord's given us, and spending your time honoring the Lord, studying His Word. And we'll get back into some more of this study. I hope you'll join in. You should. You should be reading or listening and studying your Bible all the time, and keep your mind saturated with God's Word. Great peace have they that love thy law. Amen. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. And we'll talk about angels again some more and see what the Bible says. Ministry of angels. Amen. The Lord bless you. It's Brother Thurman. Bye-bye.